The wristbands read Living on the Edge because, as Richard Corbett, a senior from Dillingham, says, who knows more about living on the edge than the homeless? Corbett is vice president of marketing for the class. He says he and other business students at the state-run boarding school wanted to use their talents to make a difference in Sitka.
I want to leave a standing footprint in the community to let people know that we care, even though we're from out of town. We care. This is our second home. This is where we spend the most of our year. We want to see it be as good as it can be.
Homelessness in Sitka has become an increasing concern. A consortium of nonprofits, government agencies, and faith-based groups participated in a coordinated statewide event in January called Project Homeless Connect. 45 Sitkins came forward to sign up for available services, browse donated clothing, and enjoy a hot meal. Event director Mim McConnell says she and others with Sitka's Easter group were surprised and delighted when the Mount Edgecombe students invited them to visit the class to hear their pitch.
The ingenuity and creativity and just coming up with an idea like that and their generosity of wanting to help the people in Sitka that don't have what they need.
If all goes well, the project could generate up to $3,000 for Project Homeless Connect, which McConnell says might help fund a drop-in shelter in Sitka or similar support services. That's a lot of wristbands, but Kayla Merkuliev, a junior from Sitka who serves as the company's CEO, says they chose their product through research and consensus.
We took a Facebook survey, and people voted more for wristbands and body pillows, but we voted as a class and we all chose wristband because we work as a team and we make decisions together.
The students have purchased an initial inventory of 1,200 wristbands, which they'll sell wherever they can. Sitka has any number of retail possibilities, including direct sales at craft bazaars. Merkuliev is hoping the wristband project picks up momentum of its own.
I was hoping to even maybe start a big campaign to keep on going even after this class is over and maybe start a business club. And this could be our big project and we could keep selling wristbands and keep donating money.
The students hope to get a TV spot to help launch the project, says Vice President for Public Relations Robert Nielsen, a sophomore from Anchorage. Nielsen says he's also planning on putting ads on screen in Sitka's movie theaters. As the youngest member of the management team, Nielsen expects to play a large role in fine-tuning it for success in the future.
I'll probably be the one that's examining most, see the pros and cons of what's happening, and then the bad things that are going on, you know, like, oh, we need to fix this, and then I'll see the good things too, like, oh, we need to do more of this.
And we probably will be seeing more of this. The Mount Edgecombe students have tapped into a new business model with interesting potential for hitching up the revenue-generating power of commerce with the philanthropic interests of nonprofits. It's called a B Corporation, Mim McConnell explains.
Basically, it's a corporation that it's a social model that it's built on, and the focus is altruism, is being able to help those, you know, whatever the social cause might be, helping those in need, and the whole business model is built around that concept.
B corporations are already legal in many states, and they support a wide variety of endeavors, once exclusively the territory of nonprofits. McConnell says she's written state legislators urging them to explore bridging the commercial and nonprofit worlds in Alaska. These students, in my mind, have captured that, McConnell says, and it's really exciting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.